It is a delicate and momentous moment in the Middle East. The Israeli military tonight says it has launched a new operation into parts of Rafah in southern Gaza. At the same time, the Israeli government says it's continuing negotiations to reach a ceasefire in its war on Hamas in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. It has been a day with fast-moving, competing headlines, and thankfully, Nick Schifrin is here to break it all down for us. So, Nick, what is the latest on the hostage negotiations?
The headline tonight, William, is that negotiations continue. But what got us here is not a straight line. Late last week, U.S., Egyptian, and Qatari mediators offered Hamas what the U.S. called a, quote, extraordinarily generous proposal approved by Israel. That would be a period of calm for 40 days. Hamas would release 33 hostages, the female, the elderly, and the infirm. Israel would release some 700 Palestinian detainees. And after those releases, Gazans would have freedom of movement within Gaza, and the two sides would discuss a permanent ceasefire and withdrawal of troops from Gaza. Now, early today, Hamas released a statement of its, quote, approval of an Egyptian and Qatari proposal regarding the ceasefire agreement. Israeli officials quickly told me that Hamas had not approved anything, or what it had approved was not the deal on the table. The reality is somewhere in the middle, William. U.S. officials confirmed that Hamas responded to the proposal, didn't accept anything. At the same time, their response is being called positive by regional officials that I speak to. We do not have the exact details of how Hamas is asking for the proposal to be changed. What we do know is that the Israeli War Cabinet has released a statement about what Hamas said today, and that statement is, quote, although the Hamas proposal is far from Israel's position, Israel will send a delegation of working-level mediators to exhaust the possibility of reaching an agreement under conditions acceptable to Israel. So Israel has neither accepted nor denied Hamas's proposal today, and so the negotiations continue.
So meanwhile, Israel has always been talking about going into Rafah. What is the latest on that?
The War Cabinet in that statement also said that it would continue military operations in Rafah to, quote, exert military pressure on Hamas. And there are early reports right now that, in fact, Israeli ground troops, including tanks, have crossed from Israel toward Rafah. Israeli officials tell me this is a, quote, targeted operation designed to keep the negotiations pressure on Hamas. This is not the Rafah operation that you and I and U.S. officials and Israeli officials have been talking about that Israel says is required to kill the last four battalions of Hamas, and it's about a few thousand fighters that are part of that. And the U.S. continues to reject that idea for a Rafah operation, as John Kirby, national security spokesman, said today.
We've been very clear that we don't support a major ground operation in Rafah, operations in general that put at greater risk the more than a million people that are sheltering there.
Asked if Israel had presented the administration a, quote, comprehensive plan to evacuate so many people from Rafah and assault the city, Kirby had a one-word answer: no.
Meanwhile, the fate of this hostage deal seems intertwined with what could or could not unfold in Rafah. Why is this so a delicate moment?
On the diplomatic front, it is critical because U.S. officials say a ceasefire and therefore no Rafah operation would unlock some of the regional goals that they have, including Saudi normalization. And today, Saudi Arabia released a pointed statement saying that any Rafah operation would, quote, limit international peace efforts. And the statement actually mentioned the word genocide. A Rafah operation could also lead the U.S. to impose restrictions on weapons to Israel. Now, on the humanitarian front, U.S. officials say any operation in Rafah would make it impossible to deliver enough aid to more than a million people who are taking shelter there, many of whom have been displaced multiple times.
This morning, they evacuated with everything they could carry after the Israeli army dropped leaflets from the sky urging 100,000 Gazans in eastern Rafah to flee to Al-Mawasi, already a tent city.
If the offensive is to happen, it's going to be catastrophic.
Moses Kondowe is the Gaza team lead of international humanitarian organization Project Hope. He spoke to us last week from Rafah. Of 1.2 million displaced in the city, half are kids, and one in five children are malnourished.
I see people who are in fear. And what I see, especially in the morning, are long winding queues where people will be jostling to get the limited available water.
The UN says in northern Gaza, famine is imminent. But this weekend, World Food Program Executive Director Cindy McCain went further.
Is that there is famine, full-blown famine in the north, and it's moving its way south.
Today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed to a request from President Biden to open Kerem Shalom, a key crossing in southern Israel, which had been temporarily closed this weekend, William, because Hamas attacked the crossing, killing four Israeli soldiers and disrupting aid into Gaza. But that will reopen, U.S. officials say, basically tonight or tomorrow.
Nick Schifrin, thank you so much.
Thank you.